This is KZSU Stanford, and stand by for another exciting edition of the Lunch Special. And welcome to another edition of the Lunch Special here at KZSU. I'm your host, Bird, and honored to welcome back for the third or fourth time, it might be the fourth time, a lecturer here at Stanford, Dr. Ramsey Salty. He's a lecturer of Arabic in the Department of African and Middle Eastern Languages and Literatures, which is part of the Stanford Language Center. And Dr. Salty, welcome back to KZSU.
Oh, I am so happy to be here yet again. The fourth time, Bird.
Is it four?
It is
okay,
four.
I knew it was three or four. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just gotten so regular that, I lose count.
Yeah, I mean, you're mistaking me for the furniture at this point.
Okay, there you go. But you don't look like the furniture at all.
Oh, well, thank you.
You're welcome.
I guess.
And that was a woman that you always, I don't know if you start every show out with, but you definitely, that's one of your favorites.
I definitely start every show with Fairuz.
Oh, okay, all right.
In fact, what is the point of having a show if you don't start it with Fairuz?
I'll let you be the judge of that. Now, speak about Fairuz again, because remind us all of her significance in the world of Arabic music.
Well, Fairuz, and I'm about to reveal her age for the first time on your show, Bird, because
is that going to make her mad?
Well, I mean, at this point, I think she's going to make her very proud that somebody of her age is still putting out new albums and new music. And the reason I'm saying this is because Fairuz is celebrating her 75th birthday this year. She's 75. She was born in 1935, and she has been around for many, many decades. She has entertained the masses all over the Arab world for many, many decades. Mm-hmm. And now in her 75th year, she's actually going to be performing in concert in Lebanon.
Really?
For two nights. That would be October 7th and 8th in Beirut at the Beirut International Exhibition and Leisure Center, commonly known as the Biel Center, B-I-E-L.
So if you're in Beirut this next weekend,
or if you want to go to Beirut
right
the next week and just to catch this concert, I would advise you to do it. If I could, I would. And so she's going to be performing this this wonderful concert to promote a brand new album, Bird.
Wow.
And imagine
75 years old.
And a brand new album composed by her son, who's this musical wonder named Ziad al-Rahbani. He composed this album for his mother, and she's going to be performing songs from the new album as well as her classics on those two nights, October 7th and 8th. If you happen to be in Lebanon, because I think we have some listeners in Lebanon.
We might.
Live on the air. And if you are there, you can buy the tickets at Virgin Megastore. And I guess you can also check the online site for Fairuz Official.
Well, are you helping to promote this concert?
Well, I mean, just when Fairuz does a concert, it is the duty of every person with a heart to publicize this concert. Now, financially, no, I don't get anything out of it, but I get so much more than money from making sure that Fairuz's music is out there.
Well, I hope they leave your name at the door, man.
Well, I'm telling you,
for all this pump up you're giving her, you know.
Well, Bert, today's show is going to kind of be a tribute to Fairuz because of the concert, because of the new album, and also because of a very weird sort of controversy that's been going on in the Arab world that surrounds Fairuz.
What is that?
Well, I mean, this is not good news, Bird, but
nice.
A few months ago, a court of law in Lebanon issued an injunction against Fairuz and prohibiting her from singing some of her early hits in concert.
Why is that?
Well, Fairuz's songs were always composed and written by her late husband, Asi, and his brother, whose name was Mansour. And Mansour and Asi were the Rahbani brothers. Everybody knew them as sort of a single entity, and they composed for Fairuz. Asi passed away, and then her brother-in-law, Mansour, just passed away. Now, Mansour had some heirs who decided to sue Fairuz for copyright or whatever it is to get a cut from the profit, or, you know, I'm not quite sure about the technical aspect, but basically the court of law issued an injunction against Fairuz to sing some of the plays or the songs from her musical plays. To me, that was shocking, as to many Lebanese. So a few months ago in Lebanon, there were protests in the streets screaming out Fairuz's name, saying, "You cannot silence Fairuz."
Wow.
And her daughter, Rima Rahbani, was very vocal about speaking up for her mother.
Mm-hmm.
And even the new generation of singers, and this is going to totally segue into the next song I'm going to play.
Okay.
The new generation of Arab singers, including Egyptian pop star Tamer Hosni, recorded a song titled Fairuz, in which he screams out to the world through this really catchy song about we grew up listening to Fairuz's music. Her voice is more precious than any treasure, and no one shall ever silence you.
Wow. And so maybe that's why she made the new record.
I think so. Actually, Bird, you're really, the timing of the new record is very, very, powerful, because she's not only not being silenced, but she's actually putting out new music. Yeah. And of course, these two concerts, I mean, at 75, for her to be putting out two new concerts is something else. So I think, I don't want to keep our listeners in any more suspense. We should probably go to Tamer Husni and, okay, and the song named Fairuz, and be ready to jam. It's a really happy song.
على صوت لبنان صوت الحب صوت السلام يا حبيبتي يا صوت السلام صوتك يا أغلى من الكنوز يا حبيبة قلبي يا فيروز ما فينا نعيش بلا صوتك واسألي كده كل الأوطان مين عاش في الدنيا دي إنسان ما حبش على صوت لبنان صوت الحب صوت السلام يا حبيبتي يا صوت السلام صوتك يا أغلى من الكنوز يا حبيبة قلبي يا فيروز ما فينا نعيش بلا صوتك واسألي كده كل الأوطان
ليلي 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 يا ليلي يا ليلي
فيروز
يا ليلي يا ليلي
The song was Fairuz.
And the singer was Tamer Husni.
And our guest today, Ramzi Salty, lecturer of the Arabic Department of African Middle Eastern Languages and Literatures here at Stanford University in the Stanford Language Center.
Yes, and very delighted to be here and beginning this wonderful journey into Fairuz's career today. As you remember, the first song was actually Fairuz singing singing one of her earlier hits.
So is that going to be the theme throughout the whole hour?
Absolutely.
Now? Fairuz?
Today's show is Fairuz. In
so
fact,
you're really paying tribute to her, huh?
Well, let me tell you what I did, Bird. This is going to sound a little bit like a shameless plug, but I'm going to shamelessly plug this.
All right.
I started a website at author32.blogspot.com that's dedicated to pop culture in the Middle East. And basically, I've been covering through my blog what's been going on with Fairuz and the lawsuit that we discussed, among other things. I'm also using it to promote new talents from the Middle East. It has been a wonderful website that kind of goes along with with my appearances at KZSU, because I also promoted this appearance on KZSU through that website. So I'm hoping that some people are actually listening from around the globe.
You never know.
To the broadcast. In any case, Bird,
are you getting feedback on that blog?
Absolutely. I'm getting a lot of feedback.
Because blogs are where people go back and forth, right?
Well, not only am I getting feedback, but check this out. I'm getting CDs from new musicians in Lebanon who contacted me through the blog and have sent me their CDs. We will be playing them today.
Have you heard some surprising stuff?
You are in for such a treat today, Bird.
That's great.
Because look at these wonderful young musicians from Lebanon who are sending me exclusive stuff that we're going to premiere today. People like Tanya Saleh and Tanya Tassis and many others, and Zaid Hamdan and The Wings. So there's a lot more to come, which is why I shouldn't speak too much today, because I don't want... Yes, autographed.
Got it autographed. Dude.
Actually, this is Bird pointing to Tanya Saleh's autograph of my exclusive limited edition CD, which she sent me from Lebanon.
Wow.
But I'm getting ahead of myself, because I thought maybe after this very joyous song by Tamer Hosni about Fairuz, we would listen to one of the newer singers sing one of the Fairuz old songs with a very kind of new modern taste to it. It's a very romantic song by Fairuz that was from the 70s. And Abir Ni'meh, who's a talented young musician from the Arab world, who kind of won the American Idol equivalent of Best Singer a few years ago. Her name is Abir Ni'meh. She took one of Fairuz's old songs called Shayef al-Bahar, which means look at how big the sea is. That is how much I love you. And that would be the title of the song. And she remixed it and recorded it in a beautiful tune with a piano. So I thought we would start with Abir Ni'meh singing that and then go on right on to Tanya Qassis and premiering her brand new song right after Abir Ni'meh.
Perfect.
Thank you, Bert. ما أوسع
في السماء شو بعيدي بعد السماء بحبك كبر البحر وبعد السماء بحبك يا حبيبي يا حبيبي يا حبيبي بحبك نطرتك سني ويا طول السني وسال شجر الجوز شوفك بالسحو جاي من السحو وضايع بورق اللوز نطرتك سني سني ويا طول السني وسال شجر الجوز شوفك بالسحو جاي من السحو وضايع بورق اللوز ما أزغار الدمعة أنا دمعة بتربك بدي اندر شمعة وتخليني حبك شو كبير كبر البحر بحبك شايف السماء شو بعيدي بعد السماء بحبك كبر البحر وبعد السماء بحبك يا حبيبي يا حبيبي
Arabic music on a Monday afternoon here on KZSU. Music from the Middle East, that's what the theme is today, with our guest, Dr. Ramsey Salty, lecturer of the Arabic Department of the African, lecturer of Arabic from the Department of African and Middle Eastern Languages and Literatures, which is all part of the Stanford Language Center, and which we'll get to, we'll hear more about that in a little while, but that was a sweet, beautiful song. Now, what was that artist's name?
Well, her name was Abiad Name, and she sang a song that was originally recorded by Fairuz in the 70s.
Is that a recent release?
That's a pretty recent release by Abiad Name, because a lot of these musicians are actually taking the old classics and re-recording them for a newer audience.
Gee, where have I heard about that before?
Oh, yeah, I wonder, Bird. In your career of broadcasting, have you ever heard of such a thing?
Well, it's funny. I don't think there's any new ideas because in the United States music market, it's the same way, right?
Yeah, but what's nice about the music we're going to play today is they actually take the old song and not just re-record it, but they actually mix it up. You're going to be hearing a reggae version of like an old song and things like that. So I hope you'll be enjoying it. I also wanted to correct you. You said that we're playing Arabic music from the Middle East, but the key word is we're playing gorgeous Arabic music from the Middle East.
Excuse me.
Yeah, but Bird, I mean, we've got to remind you of that because there's very, very ugly music from there, too.
And there is,
not so much ugly as commercial. And I'm trying to play songs by artists who you may not know and who I think deserve to be discovered. Yeah. And one of those is really this young lady. Her name is Tania Cassis. And this young lady is amazing. She sings soprano. Mm-hmm. She is known as la soprano du Liban, which means the soprano of Lebanon. Look how young she is. And she's still in the beginning of her career. And La Soprano du Liban, a.k.a. Tania Cassis, studied at the Paris Conservatory with Monsieur Pierre Catal, who's qualified by the Juilliard School of New York. Mm. And then she became a member and a soloist of the choir of the Paris Orchestra.
Wow.
Sings soprano as a soloist. And then on the last show, I don't know if you remember this, Bird, but I played a song in which she mixes up the Islamic prayers with the Christian prayers. And that song I got a lot of feedback about by listeners out there telling me, who is that gorgeous voice that dares to mix Islam and Christianity together in such perfect harmony?
Wow.
Put that in the context of the Arab world and even in Lebanon, where the civil war that had taken place in the mid-70s all the way to the 90s was really such an ugly period in which Christians and Muslims were pitted against each other.
Right, right.
And so for her to come up in concert and sing the Islamo-Christian Ave, at the one I played during the last show, was really beautiful. So she,
is she Muslim?
I don't know what her religion is. I think she might be Christian, but I'm not sure. But I think maybe that is the point, is regardless of what her religion is she Christian, is she Muslim, she's actually paying a tribute to both faiths.
Right.
And this new CD she has called Oriental Colors is one that she sent to me from Lebanon, having heard the podcast from KZSU.
Are we
going to
hear some today?
She contacted me, and she said, Dr. Salter, I said, call me Ramsey, because, you know, I'm not that old, Bird.
Like the old king of Egypt.
Yes, just call me Ramses. Yes.
Ramses,
thank
right.
you. Your Highness will do, Bird, if you'd like.
All right.
And basically, she sent me her new album called Oriental Colors, and she asked me to premiere one of the songs from her brand new album, which is, by the way, available for sale if anybody's interested, at www.taniacassis.com. And you can also look at the list on, what is it, Zookeeper, if you'd like to check the spelling.
Yes.
In any case, the song we're going to play is an ode to Beirut, and it is called Unshudat Beirut by Tania Cassis of the brand new album Oriental Colors. Just listen to that intro in English, Bird, about the city of Beirut, and prepare to be awed.
Let her be courtesan, scholar, or saint. A peninsula of din, of color and of gold. Beirut has died a thousand times and been reborn a thousand times.
Thank you. ابنك عندي بأمان أمان أمان
Welcome to another edition of the Lunch Special. In case you just tuned in, the theme is Arabic music. The theme is, how did you put it, Ramsey?
Gorgeous
Arabic music today.
Indeed, like yourself and like the show.
Oh,
and like
thank
KZSU,
you. Well, I'm not gorgeous.
Are a gorgeous person.
Oh, well, thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Dr. Ramsey Salty is our guest, lecturer of Arabic. Connected with the Department of African and Middle Eastern Languages and Literatures, all part of the Stanford Language Center. Now, Dr. Ramsey, please talk to us about this a little bit.
You mean the track I just played, or my?
Well, let's talk about the track you just played. Then I want to get into a little bit of your work around here at Stanford.
Oh, sure.
So that was a prayer, right?
Well, that was a prayer, and it was did a nice job. You did Bird there of mixing in Unshud at Beirut, the Ode to Beirut by Tania Khasiz, right into the prayer track, which was taken off the Zozo movie soundtrack, and that beautiful prayer was actually on the movie soundtrack that was so difficult to find that I had to call a friend of mine, Michael Hess in Germany, who actually was able to find it for me and send me the track. And so I wanted to say Dankeschön. Is that how you say thank you in German?
Dankeschön, yes.
Michael, Shukran, merci, thank you for sending me that beautiful track, A Prayer, which is available on the Zozo soundtrack. And before that, of course, La Soprano du Liban, Tania Khasiz, and Unchudat Beirut.
Very good.
So we have still a few treats left for you.
Yeah, I would like to touch on just a little bit about your work around here. You lecture in Arabic, so you're teaching Arabic here at Stanford, right?
Absolutely, for my 13th year.
How's it going?
How's it going? It's going very well. It's very, very busy.
We've talked in the past, since you've been on, this will be your fourth time, we've talked about your work here, and we even talked about 9/11 and how that kind of affected your work a little bit, because before then there wasn't a lot of interest, and after 9/11 there became a lot more interest.
Absolutely.
And recently you mentioned that you've got a pretty substantial class now of second year students.
Yes, this is sort of a record number. I mean, we have 30 students in second year Arabic. These are people who already took a whole year of first year Arabic. Most people, after a whole year, they're, you know, okay, and they move on. These kids have chosen to go into year two. So I should probably send a huge marhaba to all 30 of my new students and tell them that, I'm very happy to get to know them, looking forward to working with them for another year.
Oh, this is one of those secret deals where you're going to walk into class tomorrow and go, what did I do on the radio to you guys yesterday?
And what was the
just to check and see if they're listening.
Right. And what was the third track I played, and who was the composer?
Required listening. Right. Now, so it's unusual to have that many students come back for a second year?
It is unusual. I think we have record numbers in the Arabic language classes.
Yeah, I'm a little curious as to what's the makeup of these kids? Are these kids from all over the world?
Well, I'm going to call it like the makeup of the United Nations. I have all religions, creeds, colors, sexual orientations, whatever you want. They're
really
in there. Used to be, you'd have two or three kids who were mostly graduate students who would want to take the course because they needed Arabic for their dissertation.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, that 12, 13 years ago when I started, that was my class. Now I've got kids from, you know, the Arab background to Jewish kids, Muslims, Muslim kids, Christian kids, everything in between, you know. And they're all learning for the, I think, for the love of the learning of the language itself, but also because you can have an Arabic minor at Stanford and combine that with any major you may have, and it really makes you much more marketable in the future. Imagine having like a major in economics and an Arabic minor. With the way we're invested in the Middle East, I think it's going to open up a lot of doors if you speak the Arabic language.
That was going to my next question, just briefly, because I don't want to take up too much time. You got a lot of great music we want to play. Is do you think some of these kids are just fascinated with the language, or is it something else? Are they trying to learn about the culture because of what's going on there now? Or
yeah, well, that's such a great question.
You get that
question.
Feeling?
Well, I mean, I you can feel some of the students maybe were doing it because it's a wise career move or because their advisor sort of stressed that they should, because it would be a good combination with their major. But no matter what, when they can, they're kind of, you know, this is a language class, and they're kind of come in intimidated maybe. But my point is, you cannot teach Arabic language without teaching Arabic culture, because so much of the culture is expressed in the language. And vice versa. So basically, when you come into one of my classes at Stanford to learn Arabic, you come out knowing Arabic music, knowing how to, you know, interact in an Arabic discotheque, for example. I mean, nothing is...
I've heard about that too, because the men and the women don't dance together, do they?
Well, you know, not in certain Arab countries, certainly, but Lebanon, I mean, it's the exception.
Wide open.
Well, yeah, pretty much. And
anybody dances with anybody?
Anybody dances with anybody. I really like how you put that. Regardless of gender, too, which is probably very
refreshing.
That's
cool in Lebanon?
That's getting very cool in Lebanon. In fact, I should say that Lebanon is the only country on earth where we have a gay, lesbian, and transgendered support center.
Really?
For a lot of, you know, Lebanese youths who may be going through a difficult time. It's called the Helem Center, and it's really such an amazing thing to know that such a thing exists in the Arab world.
And the government's cool with that?
The government is cool with that, and the center has been around for quite a few years, and it has, I think, literally saved many lives. I don't know if you've been watching the news. Ellen DeGeneres was on recently on TV talking about the alarming rise in gay suicides here in the U.S.
Well, there was four in recent, like the last 30 days, right?
And that's the United States. I mean, can you imagine these kids being taunted and teased for being different, for their sexuality at school, and then feeling like they're so ridiculed they can't take it anymore, and they do something like that. Can you imagine being different or dealing with your sexuality in the Arab world, where there was, up until recently, no real support center?
Yeah, well, Lebanon's one thing, but haven't we heard stories? I've heard stories that in some countries in the Middle East, you can be killed for being gay.
Absolutely, and that's where things need to be changed. We need to...
Well, that's a cultural thing, though, right?
Absolutely.
You know, the people are going to have to decide on that one.
Well, yes, but I think that debate is really essential.
You can't march troops into a country and tell them, you know, make them change their mind that way.
No, but you can change their mind through education, I think.
Sure,
you know? And oftentimes, you know, such issues are seen as purely Western, so that you go, oh, you went to America and you came back with these ideas, and we forget that these things exist in every society.
Oh, yeah, it's
always existed there. Yeah. And that even within a Muslim society, there have been times where sexuality or marginalized sexualities today were actually celebrated yesterday for being, you know, normal.
Yeah, definitely.
So anyway, Bert, I think we should...
Yeah, back to the music.
And this is going to be a jamming tune by Tanya Saleh,
very
premiering
good.
On your show today. And it's in English. The name of the song is Slow Down. And that's the young lady that he's been fascinated, Tanya, with your album
the
and with your autograph.
The autograph copy you got.
I mean, if it didn't say to Ramsey, I would have given it to him. But no way, Tanya.
I'm keeping that for
myself. You. Tanya Saleh and Slow Down from her brand new album.
I can't modest wage, working my days away. I can't put out this burning rage. That's what modern life is all about. I prefer the stone.
I
Coming down to the very end of this hour, and it goes by so fast. Our guest, Dr. Ramzi Salty today, lecturer from the Arabic, lecturer of Arabic from the Department of African and Middle Eastern Languages and Literatures, all part of the Stanford Language Center.
Thank you, Bert. And that was Zayd Hamdan and the Wings and their brand new EP. We played a song that was kind of like an Arabic reggae song, and it was called Castles of Sand.
Great. Now, we're kind of pressed on time, so I want to thank you for coming in. If people want to get a hold of you, your blog once again.
Author32.blogspot.com, and you can email me for any requests, and I'm happy to always respond to emails. I'm also on Facebook and on Twitter.
Very good. Ramzi, let's do it again real soon, okay?
And let's say goodbye with a song by Fairuz called The Goodbye Song. What better way to end a great show?
Beautiful.
Thank you, Bird.
Thank you.
نصر لازم وودعكن وخبركن عني أنا كل الصالة ومنكن ما كنت بغني غنينا أغاني عورة غنيت لواحد مشتاق ودايما بالآخر في آخر في وقت
See you.